House Republican negotiators said this morning that they have a deal on legislation to help rein in corporate wrongdoing. The measure includes stricter oversight of lawmakers and stiffer criminal penalties for corporate officers. The new deal increases hope that lawmakers will be able to deliver final corporate reform legislation to the White House, as President Bush requested, before Congress breaks for the rest of the summer. Joining me now from the Capitol is NPR's congressional correspondent David Welma. Tell us more about what's in this compromise measure.
Well, Madeline, the final product, which both the House and the Senate must now approve, appears to be essentially the corporate reform bill that passed last week in the Senate, 97-0. There's quite a bit of momentum behind that bill, and House Republicans agreed last week that this bill, which is named after its Democratic sponsor, Paul Sarbanes, would be what they'd work from for a compromise, rather than using a reform bill that was passed by the GOP-controlled House in April, which was seen as much less hard-hitting than the Senate's version. What it came down to, I think, is that nobody, not even Republicans who criticized the Senate bill just a week ago, wants to be seen as going easy on corporate wrongdoing. Congressional elections, after all, are only about 100 days from now.
And what was added to the corporate reform bill?
Well, three provisions that House Republicans say make the bill even tougher. One of them requires that if corporate insiders have information that investors would want to know, they have to disclose it immediately. Another says if you abuse your privileges as a corporate director, the penalties are twice what the Senate version calls for. And also there's some language about helping investors recover at least some of their losses from executives who've made off with big windfalls.
And how did they settle the differences on oversight of the accounting industry?
Well, that was a big sticking point with House Republicans. And the chairman of this conference committee, Michael Oxley, a House Republican, had objected to what he saw as too much independence from this board, not enough oversight from the Securities and Exchange Commission. And Oxley, I think, basically caved in to the Senate and went along with the Senate's arrangement, although he said that the Senate clarified that there would be some oversight from the SEC. The SEC will appoint the five members of this board. But the board will be able to oversee, for example, foreign accounting firms' work in the U.S., which House Republicans had warned could lead to protests from the World Trade Organization. But it looks like they're going to fight that battle at some other time.
And will this actually get to the president by the end of the week for his signature?
Well, the House appears ready to vote to approve this compromise bill as early as tomorrow before its members leave on the weekend for the rest of the summer. The Senate may not get to it until next week. They'll be in session next week. But it seems pretty certain that the president will have this legislation to sign before all the lawmakers go home.
And any idea what impact this might have on the financial markets?
Well, President Bush said earlier this week that it should take some of the risk out of investing, the risk being that corporate wrongdoing would go unpunished. Many of the corporate crimes in this legislation, the legislation is aimed at going after, may be hard to prove in court. But as we can see from the arrest this morning by federal agents of the founder of Adelphia, John Regas, whose firm is one of those that are immersed in fraud allegation, there's a newfound zeal for hauling into court the corporate evildoers. But what effect this will have on the markets, only time, as they say, will tell.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Madeline.
NPR's congressional correspondent, David Welna.